I'd like to cover those three sections. One, an overview of the perek. Number two, some words. Maybe where do we know these words from? And then third, a little dose of inspiration, all brought to you in 3 minutes. Sponsorships are available, and we will be recording this. Don't all clamor for it right away. We'll get to you soon. We'll get to you soon. But we're going to record it, and then it'll be posted. We're going to put a WhatsApp group. You can listen. There are other people who have not heard it can listen to it afterwards. So we're going to do a new parak each and every day, beginning with Parak Aleph. I have to give a shout-out to Mendel Rubinoff, who was the one who suggested we learn a little bit more about Tehillim, because we started saying a lot more Tehillim. So we're going to start from Tehillim, Parak Aleph. So Parak Aleph. Happy is the one, the man, who has not followed in the counsel of the wicked and taken the path of the sinners, and has not joined the company of the insolent. So we're going to go through just an overview. We're not going to go through every pasuk, but basically a breakdown of this mizmar, of this parak of Tehillim. We have three parts. The first part talks about the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. And the last part talks about the reward and the consequences of a life of righteousness and the life of wickedness. And in the middle, we have this analogy between a tzaddik being part of this tree and, you know, being planted next to a stream, whereas the rasha is chaff and blown away by the wind. So just to focus on one pasuk, which we may be familiar with, like I said, section two is, where do we know these words from? So this pasuk beis is, ki im besoras Hashem cheftzo, the teaching of the Lord is his delight, ubetoraso yege yomam v'layla, and he studies that day and night. So we may be familiar with that pasuk. It's actually a pasuk in Yeshua, the Higisebo yomam v'layla, very similar pasuk, and it is cited by the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Talmud Torah for the obligation to study Torah, which actually can be fulfilled according to the Shulchan Aruch with just Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, Kriya Shema in the morning and at night. And the Shach points out, although some say you shouldn't tell people this, right? You don't have to learn so much, just Kriya Shema in the morning, Kriya Shema in the night, and your Yotze. The Shach says, no, it's a mitzvah to tell people about this. It's a mitzvah because people should know that anything extra they're doing is a gevaldik eschus. It's a great merit for someone to learn extra and to do more, and therefore we should publicize. At the very minimum, is Kriya Shema in the morning and Kriya Shema at night, but anything extra is a tremendous amount. Just to highlight one nugget of inspiration. So the Medrash says that the word Ashrei, Ha'ish over here, is a continuation from the Torah. The Torah ends with the story of Moshe Rabbeinu passing away. But right before, the Torah says a phrase where is like sort of the end of the narrative, before it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu's sort of narrating Moshe Rabbeinu's death. And the Torah says, Ashrecha Yisrael, ki mikamocha, Am Noshe Bashem. And who is like the Jewish people who relies upon Hashem? And then David HaMelech, the Medrash says, continues from where Moshe Rabbeinu left off with Ashrei Ha'ish. And then, if you look at Parak Beis, it ends with also a Lashon of Ashrei. Ashrei Kol Chosei Bo. What's this idea of Ashrei? What does it mean, Ashrei? So we generally translate it as praiseworthy or happy. What does this Ashrei mean? So Rav Hirsch has a beautiful explanation that I wanted to share with you. He translates the words Ashrei as striving forward, without going to all the etymological proofs. It means to progress, it means to achieve, and that is the true happiness a person experiences in life. When we work hard, and we feel, we put in our work, we put in that time, that sweat, and those blood and those tears, and then we feel we've progressed, that's the true Ashrei. And that's what a tzaddik is about. Why does the parak say, Ashrei Ha'ish, praiseworthy is the man, or happy is the man who strives forward? Why not say, we're talking about the difference between a righteous person and an evil person, tzaddik and rasha, say Ashrei HaTzaddik. I think perhaps the answer is, because we're not talking about when we're perfect, the happiness that, you know, arrives when we reach perfection, our tzidkas, our number one, ni'ilah at the end of Yom Kippur, we're not talking about that. We're talking about our enoshiyut, our humanity. That's when we feel the most successful, the most happy, when we actually experience with all of our flaws, with all of our weaknesses, with all of our struggles, we start to move a little bit forward, take a little step forward. That's the true Ashrei, that's the true beauty. And when David HaMelech begins with our new Sefer Tehillim, he begins picking off where Moshe Rabbeinu ended. We ended with Ashrecha Yisrael, praiseworthy is the Jewish nation. The Torah is the book of our people, but Tehillim is the book of the person, of the individual, of our individual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our humanity, our flaws, our weaknesses, our struggle, that's in that place, that's where we find our true happiness and our connection with Hashem.